Hello and thank you for listening to episode 632 of 60MW. I'm Dave and this is another of our interview shows. And if you listened to episode 631, I did say at the beginning of that you wouldn't have to wait too long before I was back in your ears chatting to somebody else. And here we are, less than a week later, and I've got a great treat for you because I was privileged just a few hours ago as I record this intro to have 15 minutes chatting with James Faulkner. Now, I was offered this interview because Zulu Dawn, of which he is in and is also a co-producer, is going to be released by Severin Films on the 6th of July. It's in a great 4K UHD / Blu-ray combo package. There's a lot of stuff that's with it. There's a 100-page collector's book. There's art cards. There's a double-sided poster. There's the original theatrical version in 4K on the Blu-ray. There's the original theatrical version. There's commentaries, so many special features. There's the US theatrical version. Just pre-order it. I will put a pre-order link in the podcast notes that'll take you straight to the Severin website. Now, if you've listened to interview shows that I've done in the past, you'll know I only chat with people whose work I really love, be that an actor, a director, producer, musician, and so on. And you will also know that I'm prone to go off on tangents. Well, this time, it wasn't me that went off on tangents. It was the awesome James Faulkner. There is a little tiny bit of chat about Zulu Dawn, specifically one word, and I will not tell you that word. You can listen for yourself. But I loved chatting with James, and I really, really hope that I can get some more time with him and chat about his career, because as you're about to find out, he's got some great stories. He is a fantastic orator. Yeah, I was transfixed just listening to him. We were allocated 15 minutes together, and the time went by so fast that we had to be stopped talking because the time was up. So the interview does end a little bit abruptly, but keep those fingers crossed that I can get James back on the show and we can have a chat about Zulu Dawn and much, much more, because if you just look at what he's done, it's a great list of work. So as always, sit back, relax, get comfortable as I spend a very enjoyable 15 minutes chatting with James Faulkner.
Dave, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. How are you, James?
I'm lousy. Really, really in poor shape, Dave.
No, surely not.
I have been poleaxed by what I suspect is a homemade and very rare Italian mountain sausage.
They're known to be deadly. You've got to watch out with those.
Oh boy! But I've just finished shooting a little film up in the Apennine Mountains, in the Apennini, in a tiny little village, 3,000 feet up. I think 50 souls lived in that village.
Wow.
Civita d'Antino.
Yeah.
Maybe it went up to 70 souls at the weekend as people came down from Rome.
That sounds wonderful, actually.
Yes, curious. And I think the entire village was engaged in the making of the film. And certainly the local cafe restaurant was there to feed everybody and do unique catering, this, that, and the other. There was another restaurant which was interesting, but it would only open once the Romans had appeared Friday night and Saturday night.
It's good to hear that you're still keeping really busy. I mean, when you look at your IMDb and the things you've been in, it looks incredible. And I've watched a lot of them. Of course. Oh, yeah, yeah. God. Of course, going back. I mean,
not for me, for other people, sure.
Well, yeah, it's just a bonus that you're in them as well, James. Thank you. Of course.
Dave, thank you. No, I'm still busy, to my surprise and amazement. I don't know what I'm doing next. Oh, I know what I'm doing next. The next thing I have to do is next week I have to do more for League of Legends, a video game.
Yeah, you've done quite a few voiceovers for video games as well over the years.
Well, they want more of Jericho Swain. Well, it's Noxian General. And then I think I'm going to go wandering.
Why not? You take some time wandering.
I'm going to take some time wandering. Well, I'm also currently, the Swiss Tourist Board has just licensed a film I recorded for them last year, a voiceover, for the cinema.
Oh, yeah.
And are paying me. And also, as part of the recompense, they want to fly my wife and I out to Geneva and put us up at the Bar du Lac, which is the best hotel in Geneva.
Ooh.
and they're giving us train passes for the whole of Switzerland.
So you can get around and explore as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And I went to there was a reception last week, I think it was, at the Soho Hotel, where they were there and they were announcing the new season or whatever, plus showing the film that I voiced about bees. And I met a gentleman who has a 5-star hotel in Saas-Fee, which is happily where I learned to ski age 13. So, of course, I've been invited to stop off in Saas-Fee, which I had forgotten is one of the very few towns in the mountains which is car-free.
Oh,
rather agreeable.
Yeah, it will be. Well, it's good to hear that you've got a lot of good stuff ahead of you.
Good and like stuff I said, ahead of me.
And you've got.
And then I might have to go into rehearsal for a new play, which I'm terrified of doing because it's the lead. I haven't been on stage in 25 years, and it's written in iambic pentameter, although it's a new play.
Ooh. So that'll be very different then.
Very different. It's unlikely to appeal to your cinema world, I have to say.
Oh, yeah. I mean, talking of cinema world, what's the first thing that pops into your mind, James, when I say Zulu Dawn?
Terror.
That one word of terror.
Terror.
Why terror? Why terror?
Well, here's the thing. You see, it wasn't the first film that I was involved in as a producer. Our little company, Samarkand, the Golden Road to Samarkand, we'd done a little film before that called One Take Two, which was actually quite a good idea, which was about a terrorist gang run by an African Cambridge graduate and his political advisor, Amon Funes, who was Cunini Bules with the Big Guns, his Cuban political advisor, which was me in a light perm and a beret. A very heavy Spanish accent. And a journalist, Gail Honeycutt, had been sent out to interview the African guerrilla leader, had been murdered in Africa. And the editor, Trevor Howard, was reviewing what she had shot with her cameraman and trying to put the story together, and indeed the political aspect of what she had made. It was quite a quite interesting, clever little film, actually, for 1976, I think. And it was fun for me to do, although a very hard work, because I was also doing a play. I opened the first purpose-built multiracial theatre in Johannesburg.
Ah.
Yeah, doing The Deep Blue Sea, the Ratigan play. So I would put everybody, the cast, into their cars at 6:30 in the morning, drive out 30 miles to the location, spend all day in fatigues, wheat might be gone, and drive back into Johannesburg and just about make it to the theatre for the half, where I would go on and say, "Hello, Hess, just back from the golf club."
What experience that was.
Having availed myself of the theatre's showers, you know, which is unusual. I mean, but it was a new theatre, you know. Try finding decent facilities in any theatre backstage, apart from the newer ones. You're going to be stuck for a shower in a Matcham, let me tell you.
And it's, I mean, back then as well, all the films, people would go to the cinema and watch them. Your TV work, obviously, people would watch them on the television. And that was it.
Yeah,
and
well, the flat screen hadn't appeared at that point.
Yeah, exactly. No, at all.
You're quite right. So if you wanted to see something as it should be seen on a big wide screen, there was no other choice but to go to the cinema.
Yeah. What do you think of it now with every, you know, with Blu-ray and home cinemas? I mean, I'm lucky we've got a fairly decent television, big TV and sound system.
You know, I very, very rarely go to the cinema.
Ah.
Private screenings.
Of course.
But actually going in with the public, no. I would rather myself watch it at home if it's something I really want to see, because, number one, I could smoke. Number two, although not so important now, because with the Everyman chain, with the arrival of the Everyman and the concept of five-star viewing, you know, and waitress service and all of that, you can, as you know, get a bottle of wine or whatever, and an interesting accompaniment. So that is a much more comfortable experience. But my wife goes quite often with a girlfriend of hers. They go probably once a week to the cinema, but I don't tend to do it. And I, you know, when I was, although I resigned from BAFTA, I got tired of being charged 500 quid with the headquarters closed. And if I, and I was on the voting panel, you know, and being told I could only watch X film at between 6 and 8 of an evening. Now, it has improved, I know, but I thought, well, fuck this, you know, I'm actually busy. I don't have time to do all this. And there's, you know, there's 83 films to view, and most of them, frankly, are not very good.
What was the last film you watched at the cinema then? Can you remember? And what?
Well, good question. I think the last time I went to the cinema was to see Daniel Craig in his last Bond at my local flea pit in Saint-Maxime in the south of France. Version originale.
Mm. And what did you think of the movie? And who?
It was good and certainly worthy of going out to see it on a big screen. Mm. You know, a Bond picture with all the action, and it's going to get, it's much more immersive, a film like that. You know, on a flat screen. Although I've got a sizable one here.
Mm.
And not the same thing as watching something shot by a really good cameraman. You know, which is taking in action, especially as you know, the first opening 10 minute sequence.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, you're not going to do justice to that, even on a 85 or a 115 at home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have one that loud. You know, no, you need the big room for that.
Yeah.
Definitely. And an audience, I would suggest, you know, to hear those sharp intakes of breath or whatever. And the odd laugh, only the odd laugh with Daniel Craig.
And that's it with your theatre.
Well,
work.
I was in his latest offering, which was the best thing that Netflix gave us at Christmas, which was Dead Man Wake Up.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Knives Out 3. Did you see it?
Yes, I do enjoy those films.
Wow. As you know, I was the Reverend Prentice. Possibly the dead man of the tale, or one of them.
Ooh, who knows? I love your enthusiasm for all things film and TV. You obviously enjoy what you do, James.
I do. I was put to the test in Italy, I must tell you, because this was a very... This was a micro budget, not even low budget. This was micro budget, and a director who had made 3 shorts, all competition winners, and this was his first feature. And shall we say, I was the visiting fireman. 4 young American actors, and me, the old cunt, as Father Severi. We could have been in 1943, post-Anzio, with 2 American soldiers that had survived or not survived the battle. And Father Severi could have been the keeper of the gates of purgatory.
Oh.
So it's a Bergman-esque psychological thriller.
That does sound good. So you've got me intrigued already with that.
Or budget horror, if you're running out of words.
Listen, Shane, I've just looked at the time. I could talk to you for hours. I really could. And I hope
I could talk to you, Dave. You're very easy to talk to. And it's so nice to meet someone who's informed, you know, who doesn't look at me curiously. Actually, yesterday, here's something interesting. Yesterday, I went into my local branch of the Nationwide for the first time in probably 6 years. It's been stripped out and now resembles a sort of cafe barn. Camden High Street. Very curious. Two people behind the desk. I said, look, I need some help. I haven't been here. They sent me a new card. I need to know, is there any money in my account? Be interesting. And they found some money and they were jolly nice. And there's a young an overweight American looking after me and a young black guy who turns out to be Danny John Jules's nephew.
Oh, the cat in Red Dwarf. As a lot
That's
of people
right.
know him.
But
yeah.
Also, you know, because they sort of, you know, they did know, you know, they recognized me, whatever. I said, well, look, here's the thing. I did a Death in Paradise with Danny in Guadeloupe a few years back. And Simon Callow, I was playing a writer. Simon Callow was playing my agent with his usual flowery abundance. Quite good stuff. So it's actually, it's quite nice to have been in so many titles, you know, because yeah. You meet people all the time that, you know, I always, people say to me, James, you know everybody. I said, well, if you live long enough, you kind of meet everybody, whether you want to or not. You know?
Well, James, I would love to have a chat with you again at some point. We've sadly got to wrap this
Dave,
up.
Dave, I'm here. Hardship talking to you. It's always, as I say, it's a privilege to talk to somebody who actually knows what this business is, knows who you are and what you do.
Oh, thank you, James. Well, we'll definitely get some time sorted out and we'll just have
I'm still knocking it out.
Brilliant.
And I've got a premiere. I've got to go to a premiere in next month as well in Munich for an independent Czech film called Manipulation, in which, naturally, I am the Archbishop of Prague.
Yeah. Well, you enjoy your travels.
Recording stopped.
Oh!
And the alarm bell, as always, brings to an end another interview show. Another one that I hope you enjoyed listening to just as much as I did recording it. And once again, fingers, toes, everything crossed that I can get some more time with James in the future. Maybe make it a video show as well, because just looking at him, chatting, having this conversation with him was absolutely brilliant. And what a great way to spend the morning. So as I said at the top of the show, I will put a link to the Severin Films website where you can pre-order Zulu Dawn. And like I said as well at the beginning, it is well worth buying because it is loaded with extras and you're going to get to watch the movie in 4K UHD. Now, the way that you can support us, I've said this quite a few times now, is tell people about our shows. Pass on the message about all the different format shows that we do. Interview shows like the one you've just listened to. We've got shows, movies, music, video games. We've got a board game show coming up. We've got a news show coming up. Another way that you can support us is supporting us on Ko-fi. Now, I have just, well, a few days ago, started a Discord channel for 60MW. This is a way that you can get involved. You can chat about our shows. You can chat about movies. You can chat about games. The hosts of the show are on there. And there's all different forums with different subjects for all our shows on there. Also, because of Ko-fi, but if you support us on there, for £1 a month or more, if you want to, but just from £1 a month, you can become a VIP and you will get VIP access to the VIP lounge on our Discord. Now, in there, there's going to be early announcements for interview shows, behind the scenes news. I am hoping as well, maybe get some live streams of some shows up on there. A few other things for the people that help support us financially, be that just £1 a month or anything that you would like, because I know times are hard as far as money is concerned across the world. But it would be nice just to get a few more people onto there. Even if you don't support us via Ko-fi, join our Discord, link in the podcast notes, come and have a chat with us, give us feedback about the shows, and just have a natter in general. And so, thank you for taking the time to put us in your ears We will be back again before too long.